All right, let's talk to Robbie Mathern. He is the festival director for a 47-year-old event that's gone on. That's called the Cajun Heritage Festival. Good morning, Robbie. I guess you guys are getting everything set up about now, huh?
Yeah, good morning, Don. Appreciate being on this morning. Yeah, absolutely. This weekend in LaRose Civic Center, the 47th annual, like you just said, Cajun Heritage Festival. We are getting things going right now, and we're looking forward to a great weekend.
What are the hours?
Okay, so today, it's Saturday, that type of a weekend, on Saturday. So doors open up at 9 o'clock this morning, and it'll last throughout the day to about 6, and tomorrow as well from 9 to about 4 or 5 or so in the afternoon. And what we are, of course, we're the local duck carving show and competition. When we're a celebration of our art, our Cajun art and our Cajun culture through that art. And that art, of course, is duck decoy carving. At 47 years, we're one, if not the oldest, decoy carving show in the entire country. And so today, throughout the day, we have all of our carving contests. So you can come by as a visitor or obviously as a carver, and you can witness all the contests being judged. And we have about 86 different contests, and we give out a little over $25,000 in prizes to our winners throughout the day. So that takes place throughout today. And also this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have our duck calling contest, and that's absolutely free. So bring the kids. We have kid division. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to kind of, freshen up on your duck calling before teal season rolls around in a few months. So that's today at 3 o'clock. And tomorrow, our big event tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock is our live decoy auction. And they take place at 1, and we have a little over 200 hand-carved decoys and some other art as well. We do have some flat art and wildlife art as well. But a little over 200 items in our auction, all going to the highest bidder. So it's a great way to celebrate our art and even add some art to your own personal collection if you have some. And if you don't have a collection, this weekend is a great way to get one started. So it's a great family event. We want everyone to bring their family, bring your kids, let them see, let them witness this part of our culture and our heritage. It's still something that's been going on for, well over 100 years by now with our hunting and outdoor heritage. You know, once upon a time, carving decoys was part of that. You had to make your own paddles for your boats. You had to make your own boats most of the time. And you had to carve your own decoys. And we still want to celebrate that, outdoor heritage and lifestyle. And that's what we do this weekend in LaRose at the LaRose Civic Center.
Easy to find. It's right by the overpass. You can't miss it. Of course, what festival would be complete without some Cajun food? I'm sure you got some of that down there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the Civic Center, they'll be cooking throughout the weekend, and they'll have gumbo and some other fair foods for us as well. Everything is indoors. We're all inside the LaRose Civic Center, so, rain or shine, and getting a little warm outside. Mm-hmm. So as the sun gets up in the afternoon, come on inside in the nice air-conditioned Civic Center and enjoy the weekend. So, yes, it's in LaRose, like you say, real easy to get to and along historic Valle Lafourche.
CajunHeritageFestival.org if you want more information. Robbie, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a 47-year-old festival. Festivals come and go, but looks like this one's here to stay. We appreciate it. Hope you get a great turnout, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, and check us out on Facebook. We get great updates there throughout the weekend. Thank you, Don.
Very good. That's Robbie Mathern, the festival chairman, Cajun Heritage Festival at the LaRose Civic Center, going on today and tomorrow.